time for today's No Sweat News. Right. And on Friday, we're giving up our last copy of the Metallica S&M on vinyl.
That's
and a
it.
12-pack of New Jersey Lottery scratch-offs.
Oh, man. And I tell you, other Rat Rock Nation people have won that prize before.
Big.
Still boasting about it, so you won your hands on this thing.
Here's story number one for today. Now, if you think aliens are constantly visiting us, well, then this is a very cool list.
Okay.
If not, then this is a list of crazy people towns.
Oh, okay.
Somebody looked at the United States cities with the most UFO sightings and then compared that to how much it is to buy a house there. And so here now are the cheapest places in America to live if you want to see UFO sightings.
Oh, I'm into it.
Okay.
I can now move to some place and watch my friends from a different galaxy.
Number five on the list, Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson.
Number four on the list, Houston.
Okay.
Surprisingly, three is Philadelphia.
Philly.
Mm-hmm. Number two, Columbus, Ohio. And the number one spot to live, or the number one place not to live, if you don't want to be surrounded by nutsos.
Oh.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. There it is.
I'm shocked that Philadelphia was included. Because I'm pretty sure if an alien visited there, that alien would get mugged
right
within, 2.5 minutes.
It would get the snot beat out of it like that poor little cute little robot from Canada.
Yeah. Philly will actually start an intergalactic war because, you know, they'll steal the hubcaps off of the actual UFO, off of the flying saucer.
Exactly. They won't even sell the hubcaps. They'll just steal the hubcaps and throw them across the street like that poor little robot. Yeah. They didn't even break it up and sell it for parts. No. They weren't even smart enough to line their own pocket.
It's definitely in planet Earth's best interest if the aliens do not visit Philly.
Don't start with Philly, okay, y'all?
Go with one of those nice little New Hampshire, Vermont towns where the people are like, would you like to come in and have a nice glass of lemonade, That kind of town.
Or Myrtle Beach. I like Myrtle Beach. Very nice.
Sure.
Now, here's a guy from New Jersey, Dateline, New Jersey, for story number two. Here's a guy who's living up to his last name. 37-year-old Lawrence Crook from Jersey City. He's finally living up to being his last name is Crook.
I'm a crook.
C-R-O-O-K. Got busted when someone saw him stealing a small dumpster from a condo complex.
A dumpster?
Why on earth would you steal a dumpster? Can anyone give me an idea?
Well, to throw away a body. It first jumps to mind, but then now I'm regretting saying that on the air because that portrays me as a serial killer.
Well, yeah.
A dumpster? Yeah, why would you need a dumpster? Maybe he's moving and he didn't, he's just like, I got to get something real quick. I got to get all this stuff out of my apartment.
The important part of the dumpster is not the dumping in, it's having your stuff picked up. So if you wheel off the dumpster, what do you do? You wheel it back?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It wasn't the greatest plan.
Mm. Larry Crook, living up to his name from Jersey City.
Next time, just buy some garbage bags, Larry. It's not a big deal. You can get great deals on garbage bags at Costco. You won't need a dumpster. You can get like 100 for like $9.99.
Seriously. It's a good deal.
Steals a
you
dumpster.
Should think about that, Larry.
Larry, hello? He steals a dumpster. First of all, it's very cumbersome.
How do you slip that out?
Yeah.
With all the, what's that thing under that big blanket?
What's that giant screeching metal on metal noise? Oh, Larry's just stealing a dumpster from the place, from the building across the street.
Exactly.
I have a feeling like Larry has gotten into shenanigans before.
I think there might be methamphetamine involved, but thought it was a good idea to steal a dumpster.
This is not the first crime Larry Crook has committed.
You want to hear my favorite story of the day?
Yes.
Probably my favorite story of the week. We'll see. We'll see how this works out. Dateline, California. A rap star, and I use the word star very loosely.
Okay.
A rap star in Hollywood Hills called Nuke Bizzle, who bragged in two songs about defrauding employment assistance benefits in the CARES Act by using stolen identities.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He was just arrested because he was using stolen identities to defraud the CARES Act.
That is what he sang about. That was in his rap song.
What he rapped about.
No, 2020, the unbelievable. ED. Shout out. I just been swiping for EDD. Go to the bank, get a stack at least. This is here better than selling peas. I made some red that I couldn't believe. 10 cars, that's 200 bomb. I got a shot at the Donald Trump. I just might swipe me a loan, son. I'm in New York having money for me. I ain't got rich on my EDD. I ain't hit no more liquor.
I got rich on my EDD. Is the song in which he boasts about doing, quote, my swagger for EDD and getting rich by going to the bank with a stack of these.
Well, I tell you, whoever found out about this guy, that's a very hip government employee.
Seriously.
That they could decipher the lyrics that quickly. Because he raps very fast.
I could barely figure out what the hell this guy was saying.
Very quick, very quick.
EDD, and just last night I was selling P, and I just woke up to 300 G. Supposed to hit the K off of SBA. It's time to ball like the NBA. 10 cars on swimming 10K a day. Canada bills of the CPA.
You gotta sell cocaine. I can defile a claim. Rest coming straight to the bank.
That last line I did pick up after multiple listenings. He says, you gotta sell cocaine. I just file a claim.
No. You don't want to brag about fraud in a song.
The rapper, whose real last name is Baines, was subsequently arrested in Las Vegas, Nevada, after being pegged with $1.2 million of fraud benefits.
Ooh.
And now faces 22 years in prison.
No! Because of a song!
Well, shit that you came. Nigga, I'm smart and you ain't. EDD scale and this thing that you heard about. I be so happy to certify. Get on that laptop, I'm working out.
I'll be honest, it's not a good song. And the problem is, if you brag about it, but you got a number one song like a Jay-Z 99 Problems. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then you know what? Okay, you're going to jail. But, man, you're going to live off that royalties for a long time. This song sucks. So now he's committed a crime. And this ain't no Jay-Z, 99 Problems. I'm sorry.
That's today's No Sweat News. He rapped about his crime and got busted for it. Fantastic.
And he's bad at rapping,
He's not very good. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.